From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at membership@kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 77 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, and the time is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Bob Schwartz Financial, helping Kansans make informed financial decisions for their families for over 45 years. More at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Thanks so much for making KPR a part of your day. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, the city of Washington, D.C. is suing TikTok, claiming the social media platform causes mental and physical harm to kids and is part of an illegal virtual economy. We will get that story. Plus, we will meet with the senior pastor of the United Methodist Church of the Resurrection. It is in Leawood, and they are taking on the issue of political polarization. Those stories and more coming right up. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-thru windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Clear skies in the forecast tonight. Actually, clear skies all the way through the beginning of next week. Highs in the mid-70s today, down to the upper 40s tonight. We begin a gradual warming trend tomorrow. Highs in the lower 80s tomorrow, mid-80s for Thursday, upper 80s for Saturday, cooling off again on Sunday. We are just going to see these roller coaster temperatures here for a few days, but it's not so terrible. Also want to remind you, the KPR annual Big Band Christmas concert is now selling tickets. Going to happen on Saturday night, December 14th. Tickets at the Liberty Hall box office and Ticketmaster.com. You can get the full scoop at KansasPublicRadio.org. Again, that is Big Band Christmas. Always popular, pretty much always sells out. The KC Jazz Orchestra performing Saturday night, December 14th, a whole great night of Kansas City swing, Christmas carols, and dancing at Liberty Hall in downtown Lawrence. Again, you can get those tickets at the Liberty Hall box office or via Ticketmaster.com. Get the information you will need at KansasPublicRadio.org.
It's all...
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition with Layla Fonel, A. Martinez, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence, 78 in Topeka, 80 in Manhattan. It's 3:30.
Stocks rebounded on Wall Street today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas residents thinking of attending undergraduate-level courses at a public Kansas college or university can apply at no cost through tomorrow. KVOE reports that the Kansas Board of Regents is touting its program called Apply Free Days. First-time college students, returning students, transfer students, or students looking for a second undergraduate credential who are residents can apply to any Kansas university, public college, independent college, technical college, or community college. This offer applies to undergraduate programs only, ones that lead to bachelor's degrees, associate degrees, or certificates. Applications to graduate-level programs are not eligible. Apply free days end tomorrow, Wednesday, October 9th. More information is online at kansasregents.org. Apply free. New state data shows there was a significant increase in the number of Kansans calling and texting the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in the past year. The hotline launched in July of 2022. It offers 24/7 confidential support for people experiencing mental health and substance use crises. Laura Blake with the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services says the rising number of calls is tied to increased awareness about the service. She hopes that awareness continues to grow.
People, they think of it only in the category of suicide lifeline, but we need to make sure that the education is more around whatever your crisis is, whether it's substance use, whether it's suicide loss survivor.
She says officials are working to raise the percentage of Kansas requests answered by in-state counselors. Currently, that number hovers around 90% for calls and 50% for texts. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 80s. Lows in the lower 50s tomorrow night. A little bit warmer on Thursday. Highs in the mid 80s. We'll get to the upper 80s for Saturday, but no rain in the forecast through at least Monday of next week. This is KPR and it's 3:35.
Support.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Red, blue, and purple signs have started popping up around the Kansas City metro area. But they're not political ads. It's part of a project by a local church that's finding unique ways to bring faith and politics together without fanning the flames of polarization. Zane Irwin filed this report.
At the United, carry some political baggage. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin in Leawood.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio, reporting on health, education, economics, and many other topics connected to public policy. For more stories like this one, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on Cherry Street Youth in Chanute, a Christian-based ministry formed to help develop children emotionally, spiritually, physically, and academically with after-school classes in gardening, cooking, art, and more. Details at cherrystreet.org.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Many other frequencies, too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Stay tuned in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then the west coast of Florida is battening down the hatches, preparing for Hurricane Milton. Hundreds of thousands of people have been ordered to evacuate. Adrian Florido is going to report. We'll also hear from Nina Totenberg talking about arguments at the Supreme Court today. It's all coming up in the next 30 minutes on KPR. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 4.
Who donate to this NPR station?
The Trump campaign is recruiting poll watchers in key swing states to report on suspicious Election Day activity. What does this mean for poll workers? On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, a great way to start off your day, 5 to 9 a.m., morning edition with the latest news and more. Tomorrow, your local host will be Jay Schaefer. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned custom furniture store in downtown Lawrence featuring Stressless brand chairs and other sustainably made handcrafted furniture. Information online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
It's 77 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, and it's 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the Wall Street Journal's Jerry Seib and Washington Post Associate Editor Karen Tumulty on October 17th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, we will learn more about the impact of South Asians in politics, one of the largest immigrant groups in the nation. Kamala Harris belongs to that group. In swing states, their vote could make a huge difference. We will also give you an encore presentation of a story we did a while back about something called the BOP Spotter. A device attached to a light pole in San Francisco's Mission District is recording and identifying as many songs as it possibly can. The cultural vibes of a diverse urban neighborhood coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned with real people that answer your call, not a machine. Details and information at stonebackappliance.com, where we've got your back.
The holiday season is set to swing with KPR's Big Band Christmas. Join us Saturday night, December 14th at Liberty Hall. The Kansas City Jazz Orchestra on hand once again to provide big band hits and Christmas favorites too. Tickets for Big Band Christmas on sale now at the Liberty Hall box office and Ticketmaster.com. It generally does sell out. A lot of fun. I've been. Details at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence and 80 in Manhattan. It's 4:20.
Anxious about what that would mean for them. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, first thing, on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition. Goes through several different iterations, so you know you're getting the very latest news headlines. They'll have an update on the progress of Hurricane Milton, that story about poll watching. Jay Schaefer will have regional news. Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Stocks rebounded on Wall Street today, finishing higher across the board. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansans registered to vote can start casting advance ballots a week from tomorrow, on Wednesday, October 16th. The deadline for registering to vote is a week from today, Tuesday, October 15th. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that Kansans can register to vote as late as 5 p.m. on October 15th if you have moved or changed names since the last time you cast a vote. You have to re-register. Failure to meet that October 15th deadline means people in those situations won't be able to vote in this election cycle. Kansas allows voting 20 days before Election Day, and this year that's November 5th. Kansans will be able to cast their advance mail ballots as late as noon November 4th in the general election. The deadline to apply for an advance mail ballot is October 29th, and voters can submit an application for advance mail ballots at a local election office through the mail or in person. Kansas residents thinking of attending undergraduate-level courses at a Kansas college or university can apply at no cost through tomorrow. KVOE reports that the Kansas Board of Regents is touting its program called Apply Free Days. Residents of Kansas who are first-time college students, returning students, transfer students, or students looking for a second undergraduate credential can apply for free to any Kansas university, public college, independent college, technical college, or community college. The offer applies to undergraduate programs leading to bachelor's degrees, associate degrees, or certificates. Applications to graduate-level programs are not eligible. Apply Free Days end tomorrow, Wednesday, October 9th. More information is online at kansasregents.org/apply-free. A new research center at the University of Kansas School of Social Welfare aims to eliminate health inequities. We learn more from reporter Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
The Center for the Advancement of Health Equity will serve as a hub for scholars and community members to find solutions for health equity and access issues. Co-director Jason Matakowski says they'll focus on social determinants of health, like housing, food insecurity, and access to care to make health outcomes better.
We have lofty goals, but we've got a good team of experts. I'm not sure I like using that word all the time, but folks who are dedicated to this type of work and research and collaboration.
Matakowski says they're recruiting research affiliates to join. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
Clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 40s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the lower 80s, down to lower 50s tomorrow night, into the mid-80s for Thursday and Friday. Upper 80s for Saturday. No rain in sight through Monday. It's 4:35.
This is All Things Considered from NPR. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we bring you the latest on everything from the presidential race to what interest rates are doing. But we also share stories that take us into other people's lives.
You actually played your horn while they were inside your skull.
Absolutely. Doesn't everybody?
Listen for the unexpected with the news weekdays on Morning Edition.
Join us tomorrow morning for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Jay Shaver will be your local host. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11:30 at 824 New Hampshire Street, downtown Lawrence, April through November, rain or shine. Find Lawrence Farmers Market on Facebook for more information.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines. Then Hurricane Milton is expected to make landfall on Florida's western coast. Tomorrow, Governor Ron DeSantis is urging residents to evacuate before it is too late.
There's going to be significant damage. This storm is going to go through the peninsula as a hurricane, and you're going to have hurricane-force winds on the East Coast.
We will tell you the latest that we know about Hurricane Milton coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Prairie Moon Waldorf School in Lawrence, Kansas, offering whole child education for preschool through middle school students and working to develop confident, responsible, free thinking individuals. More information at prairiemoon.org.
77 degrees in Lawrence, 80 in Topeka. It's 10 minutes before 5.
This NPR station.
The Trump campaign is recruiting poll watchers in key swing states to report on suspicious Election Day activity. What does this mean for poll workers? On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 a.m., 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition on both your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations. Jay Shaver will be your local host. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KAMV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 5 o'clock.
Committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with health care coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business.
It's 77 degrees in Lawrence, 81 in Manhattan, 78 in Emporia. It's 5:06.
Yes.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, offering zoo memberships for individuals and families alike for unlimited admission to the zoo year-round. Details on the benefits of a Topeka Zoo membership can be found at topekazoo.org.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, the EPA is finalizing a rule to require the replacement of lead service lines that connect homes to water systems. The change would lower lead levels in drinking water, but it poses some significant logistical challenges and cost challenges. We'll talk about that. Plus, political polarization has been leaking into every portion of American life, including places of worship. At the United Methodist Church of the Resurrection, Senior Pastor Adam Hamilton still believes that churches can foster bipartisan understanding.
And people ask me all the time, you know, are you liberal or conservative? And my answer is, well, yes, of course.
We'll hear how they're doing it and what it says about the evolving role of faith in politics coming up shortly here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR1 stations, we have classical music with Destiny. Hear the violin in its most true forms tonight is what it says here. 7 to 9 p.m. we'll hear the meetup of Hot Canary and a Bach concerto. Plus, music from various Peters, including Pan and Peter and the Wolf. Join us, Evening Classical with Destiny, 7 to 9 p.m. on KPR1. It's 5:20.
News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m., both KPR1 and KPR2. Morning Edition is a great way to get set up to start your day with the latest news headlines and more.
Do you own a business and value the programs on KPR? Your fellow Kansas Public Radio listeners could be your best customers. Support KPR and reach your fellow public radio fans by becoming a corporate sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence, 78 in Emporia. It's 5:30.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansans registered to vote can start casting advance ballots a week from tomorrow. That's on Wednesday, October 16th. The deadline for registering to vote is a week from today, Tuesday, October 15th. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that Kansans can register to vote as late as 5 p.m. October 15th if you have moved or changed names since the last time you cast a vote. You must re-register. Failure to meet the October 15th deadline means people in those situations won't be able to vote in this election cycle. Kansas allows voting 20 days before Election Day. This year, that's November 5th. And Kansans will be able to cast their advance mail ballots as late as noon, November 4th in the general election. The deadline to apply for an advance mail ballot is October 29th. Voters can submit an application for advance mail ballots at local election office websites, local election offices themselves, through the mail as well. Kansas Republican Chairman Mike Brown says Congress should review the protections journalists have and overhaul certain federal agencies. Daniel Caudle has more.
In a recent GOP newsletter, Brown described protections for the media as too broad. He says major news outlets protect federal agencies that he and some other conservatives call the deep state. Brown called for many agencies to be overhauled, like the FBI and Department of Education. He says the Environmental Protection Agency should be eliminated. Democrats tell the Kansas Reflector that the statements are extremist and don't align with what the state's voters want. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudle at the State House.
New state data shows there was a significant increase in the number of Kansans calling and texting the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in the past year. The hotline launched in July of 2022. It offers 24/7 confidential support for people experiencing mental health and substance use crises. Laura Brake with the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services says the rising number of calls is tied to increased awareness about the service. She hopes that awareness continues to grow.
For many people, they think of it only in the category of suicide lifeline. But we need to make sure that the education is more around whatever your crisis is, whether it's substance use, whether it's suicide loss survivor.
She says officials are working to raise the percentage of Kansas requests answered by in-state counselors. Currently, that's around 90% for calls and 50% for texts. Clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 40s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the lower 80s. Down to the lower 50s tomorrow night into the mid-80s for Thursday. It's 5:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Red, blue, and purple signs have started popping up around the Kansas City metro area. But they're not political ads. What it is a project by a local church that's finding unique ways to bring faith and politics together without fanning the flames of polarization. Zane Irwin filed this report.
At the union, something as simple as a sign that says, love your neighbor, might carry some political baggage. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin in Leawood.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio, reporting on health, education, economics, and many other topics connected to public policy. For more stories like this one, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shoreman for his series Beyond the Ballot, October 9th, 4 p.m. More at DoleInstitute.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at KansasPublicRadio.org. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. We will have an update of news headlines at 6:01 in our next half hour. Ghost guns. The Supreme Court is considering whether the ATF exceeded its authority when it issued a new regulation requiring build-it-yourself guns to be treated the same way as other gun purchases. And Florida is getting ready for a terrible hurricane, Major Hurricane Milton, bearing down on the west coast of Florida, expected to make landfall tomorrow. We will tell you more about the evacuation preparations and the battening down of hatches, all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Christmas with the Celts, and more this season. Single tickets available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center.
Clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 40s, sunshine tomorrow with a high in the lower 80s. It's 10 minutes before 6, and this is Kansas Public Radio.
Solutions that safeguard public health, safety, and welfare. Learn more at CIDQ.org/NPR. From Viking, dedicated to creating travel experiences for the thinking person, with programs designed for cultural enrichment on board and on shore. Learn more at Viking.com. And from listeners like you, who donate to this NPR station.
The Trump campaign is recruiting poll watchers in key swing states to report on suspicious Election Day activity. What does this mean for poll workers? On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Get caught up on all the news from overnight and more. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.